Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, April the 19th, 2024, 19 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio on this Friday morning by Matt Morgan. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Scott?
Oh, always well. It's Friday. I enjoy Friday. Looks like a storm is blowing in.
Oh, that's nice.
So we're going to see what happens with it.
Storms are good.
You know, though, when you start working, Friday is really not the end of the week. So, like when you're in school and maybe you work a daily job, Monday through Friday, Friday means something. But really, if you're not doing that, Friday doesn't mean a whole lot.
Well, yeah, ever since I've graduated school, I haven't really been keeping up with the days of the week because it's kind of irrelevant to me. I just got to know if I'm going to work tomorrow or not.
Well, I always know Friday is the last day of the radio week, so maybe that's why I call it a Getaway Friday, because I know I won't be talking to people till Monday.
I mean, that might be it. I don't know.
Well, that's just what it is. But, you know, I need to address some things from yesterday's show. Now, I went on a rant yesterday morning on several different things. So we'll go through some of these things. Now, number one was the tornadoes from Wednesday, I guess that happened. And I said that here's what my real rant was. And I think because I talked to somebody yesterday, and I don't think they were angry, but I think they were unhappy with how I handled it yesterday. Here is my whole rant on the tornado thing. Now that 2 days have passed and my rant has settled down a little bit, is that what I don't like is that everybody has a phone now, and as soon as those buzzers go off, people panic.
Yeah, I think it like hits a panic button in people's head when the...
And you can't stop them. And they just panic. They don't really do anything proactive at all. They just panic. You know, they want to get people inside, and they want... I don't understand even what they're doing. It's just complete panic. And you can see the stress in their face. So what this tells me is people don't know what to do in that particular type of situation. And that was what my rant was. I want everybody to live through every storm and everything that happens. And I saw some of the destruction that went over in Bucyrus. I don't think anybody was killed, thank God. But yes, storms bring destruction. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think panic, whether you have destruction or don't have destruction, is a conducive thing to help either one of these things. And also, I don't understand why people always think the end is coming. And the two other examples I cited was this past winter, which was a mild winter. We had that big panic day where there was supposed to be 3 inches of ice on the ground, and everybody went to the grocery store and bought all the stuff, and we're not going to be able to get out of the house. There wasn't any ice on the ground, and there was barely an inch of snow. And then we had the eclipse, which went on for a year. You're not going to be able to get down the street. You're not going to be able to get to the grocery store. You're not going to be able, if something bad happens, it's going to be hard for the fire or the police or the ambulance to get to you. None of that happened. It was all panic. And we have these things that incite panic. That's what my rant is against. My rant is not against people getting more informed about tornadoes. My rant is, why do we panic people to the degree we don't give them any information, really? Just tornado warning, take cover. Okay.
I mean, fear sells. It sounds dumb, but people like things that they're scared by. I mean, I don't know that they like them per se. They're more so drawn to them, which is why, like, a lot of the times the news will be playing stories, or they're like that's why they always upplay everything usually. Cause if they amp it up some, you know, people get interested in it.
Yeah, but Monday this tornado thing happens, or Wednesday. Now, did no weathermen see this coming? Because with storms, apparently they see it coming miles away.
Well, I mean, I don't think you can see a tornado coming until it's kind of there because of the way tornadoes work. I mean, you gotta have, like, low pressure systems meet, like, high pressure systems, and then, you know, it has to be, like, the certain weather, and the clouds gotta, you know, do the whole funnel thing, and then they gotta touch down.
So basically, it's just spotting a tornado, and it's my understanding that they spotted one in LaRue,
so, I mean,
which is what caused this warning.
I don't think they spot a tornado for a tornado warning. I think they spot, I think it's like a tornado is imminent kind of thing. Like, they see the funnel clouds, and then they're like...
Well, I guess that's about, where do they see this? And who sees this? Who reports this stuff over that makes it a warning?
I don't know, but, out of my grandma's house, there, one of her neighbors took a picture, and there was a funnel cloud that he could see from his backyard, but I think it was a while away. I just thought it was, you know.
And how do you stop destruction? Now, again, I don't think you can.
You can't fight a tornado, so there's not much you can do.
Well, this is about the warning I don't understand, because we all got the warning.
Well, I mean,
minutes before it happened?
I don't know what you mean. You run tornado drills in the school. I mean, I think everybody knows what to do in the case of a tornado. If you have a basement, go to the basement. If you don't have a basement, go to the middle of the house, a room that has no windows and no outside walls, and, like, you know, get low to the ground, cover your head, that kind of thing.
Well, maybe people know that, but what if you're in a place that doesn't have those things?
I mean, you're supposed to stay away from windows and outside walls.
Well, but I mean, if you have a big window in your house, looking out the window, don't you know the weather is getting bad? Do we really need your phone going off to tell you this? Don't go near that window.
I think so, yeah. People tend to, you know...
But when that buzzer goes off, and they're breaking into the news, and then everybody's watching the radar now...
I mean, I think that people tend to not really pay attention. So I think they could be inside, and it could be, you know, raining cats and dogs outside, and I don't even think people are going to realize how bad it is until they're like, hey man, a tornado might be coming, and then they're going to be like, well, this might change things a bit.
Well, here is what I agreed with the person on last night. If you are really this panicked and scared by the situation, get some knowledge about what to do during tornadoes, and then you will hopefully be okay. I feel confident enough to know that I know what to do, so it did not panic me, because I didn't see anything that looked like heavy-duty danger.
I mean, I have never seen a tornado, so, I mean, I was at my grandma's house when the tornado warning happened, and my grandma and my mom wanted me to stay at my grandma's and not go anywhere, but I was actually supposed to be here for a taping.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
And I was like, Grandma. I was like, come 5 o'clock, I am leaving here one way or another.
See, but people get panicked. And I got here about that same time that night, and the rain had completely stopped. The skies were clearing up, and there really was nothing. It didn't last much longer than the 45 minutes that the warning was in place.
I mean, my grandma didn't want me to go home. She didn't want me to, or not my, just my grandma, I guess my mom as well. But, yeah, they didn't want me to leave my grandma's house.
Well, I had a grandfather who was, I don't know why, he wasn't petrified of anything else in life but weather. And when a bad storm would come in, he was always worried about that. And I never understood where that came from. I don't know if that was something from his childhood. I don't know what that was. And I don't think in his life that I was around, he ever had any weather disasters, so I don't know what that comes from.
Well, weather's just one of those things that you can't ever control or really predict, so I think that people just tend to get scared of it, because, I don't know, the news is pretty accurate, especially when it's, like, real-time, but, weather does some wacky stuff, and, you know, there's always, like, the chance that, I mean, like, how we have lightning rods on the tops of houses now. I mean, because, like, you know, you used to storm and houses would be struck by lightning and then the house would burn down. So then all of a sudden it became, you know, standard building code to put a lightning rod on. So I think just things like that all throughout, like, time have probably drawn people away from and, instilled some kind of fear into storms.
Well, all I'm saying is get some knowledge and then maybe it'll help your panic. But panic does not help. But the devices really was what my complaint was yesterday. When you've got television going off, when you've got radio going off, when you've got sirens going off outside, when now we've got your cell phone going off, that will cause it sounds like the end of the world's about to happen.
Everybody's phone buzzes all at the same time. So, I mean, people tend to not like when that happens. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of interesting, though, because, like, if it's an Amber Alert...
Nobody cares.
Nope. Child kidnappers, get rid of that one real fast. They didn't even look at the make, model, year, car, or anything like that. They just, you know, get rid of it.
Well, it was just weird to me, because clearly the weather was bad 2 minutes before the phones went off, where I was. And nobody was saying much of anything about it. Everybody was just working. And then the moment those went off, it was like, okay, everybody back here. And that the panic did not end until the all clear came. And it was caused by the phones. Had somebody walked in and just said, hey, you know what? I just heard on the news that we're under a tornado warning. Let's go to a room that's a little safer. I think that would not have been near the amount of panic that was caused.
I mean, also, there is that thing that we had brought up the other day. I don't know if we had brought it up on air or not, but Marion is below sea level.
Yes, low pressure area.
So, I mean, if a tornado were to land in Marion can't have very strong tornadoes anyways because we're super low. So, like, we don't have the pressure really needed for a tornado, so any tornado we have is going to be smaller.
And like I said, I have went back over a century trying to find a time when there was heavy-duty damage in Marion from a tornado, and it doesn't exist. And also, we do know there was a big Cardington tornado that did a ton of damage in the early 1980s. It never came here. Bucyrus yesterday, or Wednesday, saw a lot of damage. Didn't come here. LaRue apparently is where the tornado touched down. I don't know if any damage was done in LaRue. Not much to damage over in LaRue. But it didn't come here. Now, we're talking areas that are 20 miles away from here. So, again, I think it just proves the point. Now, I don't want to say that it will never happen, because as soon as you say that, it will. But odds are looking pretty good.
I think in my life, if I can remember right, there has been one tornado that I can remember in Marion. And I don't even... It went down, like, one street and then ceased to exist. And it didn't cause any, like, severe... I don't think it broke anything, as a matter of fact. I think it just kind of, like, threw trash all over the place. So, like, that street was a mess because, you know, there was, like, sticks and trash cans all over the place. But, like, no damage. And it went, I think, like, if I remember right, like, literally in, like, down one of the streets in town.
I'm telling you, though, Bucyrus apparently is just under a world of hurt. I mean, I think there's a hex on Bucyrus right now. And I always liked Bucyrus, and we even called it the cleanest festival in Ohio. But
it is. You should go to it.
Yeah, well, I don't know anymore because the whole place has fallen apart. The city of Bucyrus is trying to pull the money out.
Is that still going on?
Yeah, the city of Bucyrus is trying to pull the money out of the Bratwurst Festival.
That's rough.
And what was the other? There was another thing going on over there that was kind of odd. Oddball that we talked about.
I can't think.
I don't remember what it was, but there was that incident. There was also the incident with the Bratwurst Queen where they sent her packing right before the end of her term that caused a lot of drama over there. And now they've had a tornado hit over there. I think there's a hex on the city of Bucyrus.
What'd that happen for?
She went to a party that she wasn't supposed to go to, and but she only had like 3 weeks left on her term.
Was she wearing the sash?
I think something like that.
Yeah, they tend to not like that.
Panic. I don't get it. It just to me, whatever. Okay, phone lines are open, by the way, if you want to get in on the conversation. 740-383-9944. But I'm not saying don't take cover. I'm not saying don't protect yourself. I'm not saying don't get information on tornadoes. But what I am saying is don't overreact in that moment. If I'm going to die, I'd rather die calm than stressed out.
I think you don't want to... Being in a panic is never a good way. I assume everybody's heard this. Like most people don't drown because they don't know how to swim. Most people drown because they panic.
That's right.
So, like, Panic's never a good thing, because when you panic, you're not thinking clearly. So, like, when something like, a tornado warning happens, I think you should... If you don't know what to do, you should probably look up what to do, and then go about doing it calmly, because if you do it calmly, you're more likely to, well, succeed, I suppose, than if you're doing it in a panic. Because if you're doing it in a panic, you're liable to forget something. Or
but people panic in their regular life, too. These are the same people who just can't handle any kind of obstacle in their life.
Well,
they just, you throw anything at them, like, get me this information. Oh my gosh, where am I going to get that information at? Oh, I where? What? How am I supposed to do that? Oh, you got a deadline. You got to get them. Oh my gosh, I waited till the night before. I forgot to do it. I totally forgot. Same people all their life. It's a mindset. They really should be tranquilized.
Well, I don't know about all that. I'm a procrastinator. I've been known to do that. There was once upon a time this project that was worth like 70% of our grade, and we had like 2 or 3 months to do it. I don't remember how long exactly, but months. And I did it all in one night.
You panicked?
No.
Okay, there you go. That's my point.
I mean, there was never. I was just like, it just got to the day of, and I was like, man, it's now or never. I'm failing this class.
Well, the words I know from a panicker are, I just can't deal with this.
Deal with this.
What are you dealing with?
You got to deal with. I mean,
heaven forbid they ever really have panic in their life. Yeah, heaven forbid they're like in a car accident and dying on the side of the road, or something really bad happens. I don't even think they could begin to cope with it.
I mean, panic's no good, because when you're panicked, you're not thinking clearly. So if you ever got into a situation where you actually needed to think clearly, and you're prone to panic, odds are you're not going to do too well in the situation.
You know, I can honestly say this. I have never been faced with a problem in my life where I said, uh-oh, just can't deal with this. I mean, I'm not always fixed every problem in my life, but I never threw my hands up and just went, I can't deal with it. If you give me a problem, I'm going to try to solve it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense. I mean, at some point, if you don't know how to solve it off the bat, I mean, you just gotta, I mean, the information's out there.
I mean, you're not always going to solve every problem.
Yeah.
But how does panic help this?
I think it just gives people an outlet to something.
What?
Panic.
I think they just like to pass the buck. Really is what it is.
As in?
Well, like if I panic and tell you that I'm panicked and I can't handle this, that's me telling you that you have to handle it because I can't.
We're just passing it along?
Yeah, passing the buck.
Somebody's got to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think I couldn't do that because I don't want somebody else to have to deal with something that I'm dealing with because I figure, well, maybe they've got stuff to deal with.
Well, I think in the event of a storm, it might be a little different. I mean, I don't think that panic is ever any good, but I mean...
Well, no, it isn't in a storm because let's say a window blows out.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't deal with that right now. I'm going to go stand on the other side of the house. You go stand in front of that window and try to get some wood up there or something. No, I should try to help you.
No. If there's a tornado and your window breaks, do not go near the window. Stay away from the window.
Well, no, but if it's right there and you're in the other part of the room, you got to do something.
No. Stay away, as far away from the windows and outside walls as possible.
You shouldn't have told me you couldn't handle it.
As far away from the outside windows and walls as possible.
What am I supposed to do, leave you there to fight the window by yourself?
You're better off to avoid the window.
It's just like a few years ago, and I hate this story because it was an awful story. But we used to be out on Delaware Avenue because we were in the mall. And I was driving, I don't know if I was on break from the radio show or what was going on, but I'm driving down the road and there's this car that had burst into flame, and it was because a car behind it had hit it, and I don't ever know if we learned that there was a faulty something in the gasoline tank or what it was.
There had to be a faulty something. You're telling me that it was just like a
car
like
burst into flames,
like somebody rear-ended you and then all of a sudden your car's on fire
and the car was on fire. So obviously somebody called 911 because there were people in this car. And I remember as I'm driving up, there are people standing across the street. It was right there. It wasn't like in the Harding Memorial area is where it all happened. And across the street, you've got all these people standing there taking pictures of what's going on.
Ah, yes.
There's people in the car that's on fire. It's See, before 911 has come.
I think that that's come with social media. It's kind of like how when you see somebody, like if you see somebody fighting now, nobody's inclination is to, like, you know, stop the fire.
I'll take a picture of it.
Yeah, you,
get the best shot.
Everybody's inclination is to whip out your phone and start recording it.
And that's what my rant's about. If you did not get this on your cell phone, would you even know what was going on? What did we do with tornadoes prior to cell phones?
Apparently, we got ambushed by them.
Apparently, the weather's looking bad today. If somebody's cell phone goes off, apparently we should just shut this place down, go down to the bathroom, and hunker down.
My brother, cousin's boyfriend, and, look at that. Basically three of my cousins, and then my brother. They were going to go bowling, but, Wednesday, but, they called, Cooper's Bowl, and, Cooper's was closed. They had closed because of the...
See, that's just people who wanted to go home. That tornado warning lasted less than an hour. 45 minutes.
Oh, that's funny.
In any event, again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I get worried about this because the static returned the other day, but it wasn't as bad as it was before. It's there, but I don't know.
Might be about time for a new phone line.
Well, I don't know which phone line. I mean, they came and they replaced the phone line downstairs. So I don't think it's that one, and I don't think it's the ones in here, because I don't know what would have caused those to be damaged. We'll have to look in that as time goes on.
I mean, I was thinking it's probably just more so the phone.
No, the phone's fine. I would completely bypass the phone at one point, and then I completely bypassed the interface to see if that was it, and that's not it. So, I don't know. I really don't know. But we would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Okay.
I didn't know you could bypass the interface. Or, I guess, the phone.
We just unplug it.
I mean, the phone's the whole thing, but you need the whole thing, you know?
No, you could just plug it into the interface, but you wouldn't see anything light up to let you know you needed to hit the interface.
I see. Well...
Yeah. So you got to have them both.
Magic.
But you can bypass. And again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. We love to hear from you. Do you have any thoughts on the tornadoes and all the problem that goes along with those? Now, the other rant from yesterday was Scherzer Park. Because now I have a little information on this whole conundrum that is Scherzer Park. And every time I have to give a little background, because I don't know who's listening, who understands what happened. Back in December, they changed the name of Founders Park downtown to Scherzer Park. And then, after the first of the year, they changed the name of Scherzer Park back to Founders Park. Now, the reason given, there were several reasons given, but I got the clip the other day from the Parks Department meeting. It's about a 12-minute conversation where Mr. Bodine, the service director, goes down to the Parks Board and says, well, the reason we need to change this back is because downtown Marion has complained that they have went into a lot, they've spent a lot of time and effort promoting Founders Park, and now people won't know where that is, and so on and so forth. Although he only lists one person who complained in this meeting. And then he says, Bill wants to turn it back into such and such, wants to turn it back into Founders Park. Okay. Well, then I was sent the next day a map that is put out by downtown Marion. Guess what? Doesn't even have Founders Park listed on it. So what is wrong with these people? Cover your tracks better. We know why you did it. Mayor Scherzer said it when he was in here. It's political. We get it. And until you come in here with some better information, which you obviously are not going to do, you've ducked doing interviews for 3 months. You know, what can I say? I'm tired of that. I don't care what you want to call that part. Call it whatever you want. But, I mean, at some point, somebody better start telling the truth. Don't come in with your little phony baloney answers. And, by the way, the cost of putting up the new sign for Scherzer Park and changing the sign back to Founders Park, $5,000.
And then we came to learn that they have their own sign shop, so it shouldn't have costed them much of anything.
Well, apparently. But they didn't use that sign shop.
No, they didn't.
So it did cost them.
Yeah.
And then in the meeting, they try to, and this is another thing I don't understand. In the meeting, when they're talking about changing it back, they go, well, that was all Kathy's idea. Kathy, to change it to Scherzer Park. Kathy Chafin, the old service director. But on the sign itself, if you read it, it says the park board voted to change this. It doesn't say Kathy voted to change this. So which was it?
I mean, yeah, that's fair. I mean, also, they brought up the thing about Google Maps, where if you looked up Scherzer Park on Google Maps, it wouldn't come up. But if you look up Scherzer Park, I don't know about now, but if you looked up Scherzer Park on Google Maps, even after they changed the name back, it would pop up Founders Park, but it would, I mean, it knew what you were talking about, because I assumed the recent name change.
If I ask 10 people where Founders Park is, are they going to have any idea?
Probably not.
Okay, so what difference did it make?
I don't think it did. I think that, I don't know. I don't think that it made a difference at all. I don't think that there's much at Founders Park, really.
All I'm saying, I was okay with this until I got the reasoning, and now the reasoning makes zero sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reasonings that they gave seem to not hold up, so, I mean, there's that.
Then we got Ray Grogan, who on this show said 30 days, and we're going to have information on what's going on with the auditor, Miranda McGinnis. 30 days have came and went. I've emailed him 3 times asking him to give me an update. Nothing. Mm. Now, again, maybe he's busy. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he's doing other things. But just an email back to say, hey, I'm still working on the case, that would be sufficient.
There's no response at all.
Nope. Just zero. Why? See, here's another thing. Why make a statement like that, that we will have an answer in 30 days, if you know there is a possibility that you won't?
I think that maybe he just thought it would sound good. There's that.
That never plays well. It plays well for 30 days, and then when the 30 days are over, then it looks like you're trying to hide something.
You just kind of gotta hope nobody remembers, I guess.
I remembered.
Look at that.
I don't understand it. And again, things happen. I understand that. So why not just respond and say, listen, maybe more information has come to light and we need to look at this. Why not say that? Why not respond? Not responding is not a good look.
I mean, I think that if you hold any form of public office, you have at least some responsibility to, what's the best way? I guess give answers to the public.
We are the fourth estate.
So, you know, I think that there's that.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to comment on any of these things, the Ray Grogan situation, the Scherzer Park, Founders Park situation, or the tornado situation, we would love to hear from you. We had some interesting comments on this yesterday, so we would love them today as well. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I say I'm worried about Sarah. I haven't heard from her in weeks. I don't know what became of her.
I was wondering about her last week. I haven't heard from Sarah in forever.
No, and Judy, well, we don't know what happened there. She got ticked off that one day. Judy, if you're still out there, I think Judy is still listening. I think she's just not calling in because of the little contretemps she had with another caller when she expressed her opinion. So, Judy, if you're still out there, just call to say hello, because I did get information from Judy after that, where she was sending in information, and she's a long-time listener. So, Judy, let us know you're out there. Nobody's going to go after you. 740-383-9944. Same thing with you, Sarah. I hope Sarah's still driving the bus. I don't know. I have no idea what happened. Sarah was with us for many, 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 many years.
You know, the last time I saw Sarah, it was at the city council meeting.
Yeah, and I have not seen her. The last city council meeting I went to, I did not see her.
Yeah. It's strange.
You never know. Something might have happened down there. Maybe somebody said, do not get on the phone.
At the
bus terminal.
Yeah. The bus place.
And by the way, we will be having the Friday night show tonight. And let me just say this. It will not be just Matt and I. So we're going to have an interesting show tonight.
Nice.
Yeah. I told you, it doesn't take long to fill these seats. Doesn't take long.
I was unaware of this. But, you know, I mean, I kind of figured it would be quick.
Oh, people want to do it. So, you know, it's just a matter of finding the right people is what it's all about. And tonight we'll give it a shot and see how it goes. I have high hopes for tonight. I think it's going to be a great fit.
I mean, I don't know who it is, I'll say that, I mean, I
And we'll
know.
Put we'll put a picture on Facebook, like we always do on Friday night, showing you who the group is, but I think it's going to be a great group.
I think the Friday night group has always been great. I think there have been a couple of rough patches, but, Friday night's been good.
So how is the Friday night show at 10 o'clock coming tonight?
So, tonight, I actually need to contact my brother when this show is over, because I am going to have... In theory, maybe one of my friends come on as well, so we can.
Who's that?
Adam.
Oh, Adam's finally gonna come in.
You know, it took you know weeks of asking this man, but
persistence.
Eventually, he said fine. So we might get Adam on, but he doesn't get off until 10, and my show starts at 10:15. So if my brother doesn't work in time, I'm gonna have him just pick Adam up because my brother's also gonna be on. And then they can come here, because worst comes to worst, then they'll be a few minutes late, but I think that they should be probably about on time.
And what kind of conversation will that be tonight?
So last week, I kind of flopped on the whole...
But Cody called in, apparently.
Yes, Cody did call in, and
I haven't heard from Cody in a couple days. He might have went by the wayside, too, at this point. We really don't know.
So, I kind of flopped the last show, but in my defense, my phone was dead, and any notes I had were on my phone. I also couldn't contact my brother, because I was going to ask him to come on. As well as, Adam again, but there was that. My phone was dead, so I didn't have any notes, so I had to, whip it up on Wikipedia real fast and was hoping that I could, skim over that for, but anyways, my phone's not dead tonight, so I should have the information. It'll be much better.
It's going to be a humdinger tonight.
Yes.
All right, and heaven knows about our phones at this point. Neither here nor there. They tend to get better as the day goes along. So I'm really not understanding what's going on there either.
You know, maybe the phone lines just got to wake up.
Maybe. And then we've got Pastor Craig, of course, on at 11:15 this morning. And then with us at 12. And then he'll be on again at 1. Those are a great series of programs here on the station.
I was thinking about it, and we have almost live programming almost all day on Fridays.
Well, I think that's what makes Fridays good.
Fridays is a good day.
If you want to be informed, this is the place to listen to on Friday. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, that's good.
And we catch things in real time. You know, I wonder if the mayor listens to this show. I think he must, because for him to get as angry as he does about things, I would think he has to listen. Bill, Mayor Collins, call in. You don't even have to be scheduled. Just dial the digits. Or Mr. Bodine. Or Miranda. I know some of these people listen. 740-383-9944. That way you can't say it's an ambush, because I don't even know you're calling. So just call in. We'll chat. Let's get to the bottom of some of these things.
We'll get it all worked out.
Well, I don't know why they think the media is out to get them. Now, I don't think Miranda thinks that. But I don't know why other people do. I've never understood this whole media out to get you thing. What good does it do me to be out to get you? Now, am I going to ask you hard questions? Of course. I'm not going to be like these other reporters in Marion, which I don't think we have any at this point. But they always ask softball questions. Nobody ever asked a hard question. I don't know if it's because they didn't want to tick off the person. I really don't know what that was. But I learned a long time ago there's no such thing as an indiscreet question. Because if it's a question, period, it's you who has to answer it. So how can that be indiscreet? Now, statements can be indiscreet, but how can a question be indiscreet? Like if I say, why was the name of Scherzer Park changed back to Founders Park? That's not indiscreet. That's on you to answer it. That's not me being indiscreet. Now, if I said, punk, you changed Scherzer Park to Founders Park because you didn't like the man. That's indiscreet, but I would never do that in an interview.
Well, I mean, the one thing's, you know, I mean, the one was a, I mean, the one's a statement, not a question.
Well, a question, think about it. Any question, no matter how nasty, if you put a question mark on the end, how can that be indiscreet? Because it's left up to you to answer it.
What do you mean in terms of indiscreet?
Inappropriate.
Well, I mean, I think you can ask whatever you want.
Right, but some people feel hard questions are indiscreet. No, because as long as it's a question, that's on you to answer it.
I mean, that'd be like if you were interviewing somebody who was, like, on trial for murder or something, and they expect you not to ask him if he killed the person.
Right, if you killed the person. But people would see that as an indiscreet question. But it's really not, because you get to answer it. I'm not a lie detector. I don't know what you're going
to
say.
I think it does you more good than harm to come on the radio, because, like, if there's a scenario that there are questions being asked about, and there is genuinely no wrongdoing or anything that you think is worth, I don't want to say covering up, but, you know, not talking about at the very least. I mean, you could always come on and, you know, say that. Like, you know, like, obviously, the questions will be asked, because there's questions that are had, but I mean, at the end of the day, you get us, like, basically set the narrative. You're the one telling the story here.
The questions that I don't like are usually about money. Because I always wonder, why do people want to know about money? Personal money. How does this impact their life in any way?
I mean, I guess it depends on why you're talking about money.
Well, people will ask all kinds of questions in regard to money, and I always wonder, how does this impact your life?
I mean, I don't know.
Clearly, there's an arrangement that works.
Like, if somebody had just donated a whole bunch of money, maybe you'd be like, man, where'd you get all that money? How do you have all that money to just, like, you know, donate? But, I mean, like, other than that, I don't know.
I mean, you can ask it. I mean, I never. But if the answer is none of your business, it, you know, that's an answer too.
I mean, that's allowed. I mean, it's just like, I mean, I usually tell people that you can ask whatever you want, but you might not like the answer.
Well, I'm not going to talk about anybody's money because I don't think that that's appropriate for me to talk about somebody else's money.
Well, I mean, I think if somebody asks me about somebody else's money, most of the time I don't know anything about their financial situation, so what am I supposed to say?
But see, some people are always sure that you do.
What makes you think that I know?
Or they wouldn't ask.
What makes you think that I know about anybody's financial situation?
Because they think you're around. Because they think you're around. They think you ask questions. Because clearly they ask questions.
I mean, I have friends. I mean, I don't know. Like, I've been friends with the same guy since kindergarten. I've known him since kindergarten. And I don't know anything about this man's financial situation. It's not my place to worry about his finances.
Well, again, phone lines are open. About 3 minutes left in this particular segment. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything you'd like to ask, no matter how indiscreet, we'll be glad to give you an answer here. Might be an indiscreet answer, but that's what it is. I think it'd be fascinating if the mayor called in. You know, it certainly would change a lot of people's opinion on him, because we've gotten so many calls and so much feedback about why isn't he talking? Why isn't he coming on? You know, that's not me saying that. That's the public.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I always wonder why somebody won't come on for an interview. I mean, I guess if they come on and think that they're going to be bashed, there's that, but I don't know.
Well, find me some facts where somebody came on and was bashed here.
I mean, yeah, I was just about to say, I don't think you can be bashed. I mean, like, you have to be bashed using, like, statements and insults, right? So if it's an interview, in a good interview, there's no statements or insults.
I mean, clearly, when somebody doesn't come on, it just tells me they do not want to answer the questions for whatever reason. And if you don't want to answer the questions, then we probably have a problem to begin with.
I mean, I don't know, you don't... there's always the thing about, I mean, eventually if you don't talk about it long enough, everybody's going to forget about it. Stop talking about it.
Oh, I don't think that's true. Ask OJ. They never forgot about that. Right up till the time of his death.
Well, we forgot about it until he died, and then it was
no,
like,
no. If people brought up O.J. Simpson's name, that was the first thing that popped in their mind.
The first thing that popped.
It wasn't football player.
I always thought of the Juice, the name. You know how he was called the Juice when he played football. That was.
I mean, they just did a whole docu-series on that not too long ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
There's a guy on YouTube who recently released a video entitled "He Did It."
There you go. It never went away. It was there forever. And it's unfortunate.
Well, I mean, I think that talking about the O.J. Simpson thing now is more relevant than talking about it before he died. Because, I mean, before he died, it was like 40 years out. But then he died, so, you know, it was relevant. Because
I don't think that
happened like, that day.
I don't think it brought it back because, like I say, 5 or 6 years ago, I remember they did a whole Netflix thing on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that people are interested in. But, I mean, I don't think that... I mean, but I would say that it definitely picked, like... More people started to think about it again when he died than all the docuseries that came out.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of died down now. He's dead. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Nothing.
We're going to break. We're going to be back right after this. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents...